most honored this time to visit your wonderful meeting.
I'm very pleased to have you.
I have not felt such comfort and love in an earthly place for some time.
That's really pleasing for us to know.
It is because of the love which emanates from you all that I was able to make the journey quite comfortably. My purpose here this time is to reassure all those that have asked for help for others that their requests are being looked into and will be dealt with as you would say a matter of urgency.
Yes, yes, we're very grateful.
We fully appreciate how difficult it is for peoples on the earth plane to cope with various illnesses.
Yes.
You are, of course, aware that on some occasions these illnesses cannot be, how can I say, helped greatly because it is the chosen path of that person.
Yes,
we do understand.
We do understand.
But that is not to say that no help will be given to them to allow their spiritual side to cope, because when a soul returns and it is known that there will be physical suffering, the spiritual part has to come, shall we say, to terms with that. There is no stepping to one side. Part of the soul has to suffer as the physical does. Is that understood?
Yes, as we understand it.
It has been discussed, I am sure, with the one that comes.
And at those times the soul does grow spiritually.
It grows immensely each time. It is very difficult for
the
physical mind to understand. But all suffering, whether it be great or small, enables the spirit to soar.
Because sometimes it repays karmic debt, doesn't it, I think.
Those are words which, for now, suffice. But it goes far deeper than that. But I neither have the knowledge or the right to expand further on conversations of karmic debt. The master who teaches you will be the one to explain things further when he feels the time is right. For now, I wish to ask each one of you if they could be so kind as to picture and visualize what you perhaps would call crystal ball, but it is the color blue. Can you try, please, to visualize this orb resting upon your knees? Feel the power emanating from its sides. A healing power, the warmth and the vibrations, and the music coming slowly from the music of healing. Imagine you have lifted this orb so that it is in front of your eye, your psychic eye. Look deeply into this blue. You should see the color moving, it will not be static. Allow yourself to permeate this color until you feel the orb expanding to envelop all of your physical body. Feel the color, hear the healing music flow down and across and through. Now, when you feel that you are surrounded by this power, I ask you to think of someone close to you, or possibly just an acquaintance who requires some spiritual comfort or healing. Help or guidance. Take a few moments to ask mentally for this person or peoples to be visited this night. Imagine the cloak you are enveloped in is being lifted slowly, slowly from your human body until finally you no longer feel its presence around you. Now, push the orb towards the center of your room until you can imagine each one reaches the center and becomes one enormous moving spiritual ball of healing energy. Release your orb, let it become one with the others and feel it vibrating throughout this room. This orb contains love, forgiveness, precious thoughts. It cannot now be divided. You all here in this room are of one healing mind. You have each given to all those named mentally this time your thoughts of love. Those among you who help our world through healing have given more than you could imagine. This orb, I repeat, can never be destroyed, altered, fractured, or disposed of in any way. This orb will remain as monument to everything you have given this night. From the very bottom of our hearts, our minds, our spirit, we thank you.
Mm-hmm.
touched with the glory of love, be protected, guided, revered, and may each day of your physical life until you reach our realms have an inner core of deep happiness. Never not believe that deep inside yourselves is a glowing, warm, deep core of utter joy, which will one day envelop you and remain with you always. I thank you for allowing me into your home and into your hearts.
Thank you for that wonderful experience.
Listened to has helped you in your understanding. It has taken a little while this time for me to speak with you, because the physical voice of this instrument was disturbed and was picking up that there was a little unrest with one amongst you. I will endeavor to help.
Okay.
I will say to you this time, my dear friends, so many times we hear from your world, what can we do to be of service to spirits? So many times in this, your past year, I have discussed with you self-development and what it is you need to achieve. as my dear friends, you have achieved much. But I would like to place the question back to you. How best may you serve spirit? Do we have any replies?
Do you have any thoughts? We're going to give you time to spirit, that's something.
How best may you serve spirit? I would say by going forward, by not being static, by seeking, by helping, by loving.
So we are saying time, action. Do we have more?
I would say by being ourselves, knowing ourselves.
Yes.
And being.
There is but one word which I believe my friends will cover all of these things. Simplicity. I have spoken to you about honesty. And what is honesty but being yourself? Simplicity covers many areas, but it covers just being. It covers quiet times given to yourself in order that the spirit within can go. Simplicity is acceptable to all forms of action and words and deeds. Simplicity within your lives. And by that, my dear friends, I do not mean that your lives should be poverty-stricken. In no way is that what my words mean. So many people in your world feel that to serve spirit, they must be without. That is not what spirit is about. You deserve abundance in all things, my dear friends. Abundance of love. Abundance of joy. Abundance of all that the great Creator can provide. You are spirit, and in being spirit, you are part of that abundance. You understand my words. Yeah. It sounds like a contradiction once more, but it is not. Too often, my dear friends, you human beings are tied by fear. Tied to money, or shall I say the lack of it. Have I not told you that, especially in healing, you should ask and then you should know it will be provided? In the same way, in all areas of your life, does this occur? For example, if you give with love, and from your heart you will receive back many times, because that is given with unconditional love. Do you see where I am coming from? Do you understand my words?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
There is nothing wrong in having possessions, because it means it is a return of the love that you have given out to others.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, you are bound by fear in relationships. And we have spoken of this recently, where you must allow your fellow human being to be free to decide what is best for them. And this is where honesty comes into play. So, in all areas of your life, think of the word simplicity. Would anyone comment on what I have said?
Yes, I would agree. And since I've had children, I have returned to the simplicity of the child more. I'm more simple now than I was 20 years ago. And it's definitely the best way to be. I know I have still have much to learn, but I do feel that a simple approach to life is the happiest.
Yes. And of course, as I have said in past times, children are great teachers of life.
Yes.
If you will observe children, they are open about what they desire.
Yes.
They give love freely. Mm. And of course, I hear some say, but children can be cruel. Children will reenact what they have learned. But the purity of the child within is what you should try to achieve. Think about this word, simplicity. As in all things that I have brought to you in this last few months of this earthly year, it has been mainly for your own self development. Because only when you understand yourself will you be able to help others. Are there any questions,
please? Yes, you're saying if you there's no harm in having possessions. Some people have an awful lot of possessions, but they don't need half of them, and they're not always, I feel sometimes with some people all their possessions are greed. They're probably having more around them because they're fearful, but surely that they haven't received all those possessions because they have given love. Is that that?
I understand. Try not to be too judgmental. But yes, of course, there are people within your world who have a love of material things. Of course there are, and we understand this fully. but you must not judge all people in that way. There are those within your world, and after all, there have been many great teachers who have trodden this earthly pathway in positions of wealth and power because they have been able to help the masses rather than the minority. Do you understand? So look again at the wider spiritual viewpoint. I say this to you repeatedly, my dear friends, not because I feel you need to be constantly reminded, but because these things are of importance.
So even some of the, I can think of some of the leaders who I might have thought were being greedy and taking from the poor of their countries, maybe in some sort of way they actually are helping people.
Yes. Yes, it is not for you to judge.
Yeah. I'd like to mention on name Andrew Carnegie, who became extremely rich.
Yes.
But he used that richness to good effect. He established many libraries. He established foundations and the Carnegie Hall in America, where many performances are given in the culture. So perhaps if you have great wealth, it perhaps matters what you do with it. Yes. And there have been very wealthy people who have created a better circumstance on the earth as a result of it.
Yes. You will find, if you think upon it, that these people who give unconditionally will always receive. There is nothing wrong with abundance. It is the love of these things which is wrong. The love of material goods for self. That is another subject. But what I wish you to know and understand is that the thought should be ever present that whatever you need in life is available to you. If your heart is open, your love is given unconditionally, then wealth of many types, not only material things, will be yours. And that is what you are entitled to by the very fact that your love is given from the heart. All that is spiritual is simple. All that comes from the ego is difficult. Perhaps that is a way to remember.
So you say what you need and not what you want.
Yes. Yes. Always give thanks to that creative force for all that you are and all that you have. And have that knowing that all can be yours. Do you understand what I am trying to tell? If you do not, let us discuss it now. Is anyone unsure of my word?
It's the attitude that matters, that we have one of grace and humility.
Yes.
And gratitude.
Simplicity.
And still a simple life, still a simple approach to life.
Simplicity in as much as you think as the child.
Yes. we do what we love, and we with as much joy
yes.
as we can.
And always with thanks.
Yes.
Yes. Remember that all that you have, all that you have attained, comes not only from yourself, but from that outer creative force which encompasses you all.
I think I can see that there has to be wealth in the world, and that wealth can help in the good way forward.
Yes. In all of the ways that everything that has been given to this world, even, shall we say, nuclear power, which has been misused, it also has its purpose in life, when used properly. I believe you are beginning to see its usage within your medical fields.
Yes.
That is the way and the purpose that it should have been used when it became known to mankind. But we will not go into the abuses that mankind has created, because this we have spoken of on many occasions. But this, my friends, has been a time for all of you, for knowledge, and I hope upliftment in some of your lives in a way that has not been available to you before. I know that most of you feel that you have come and traveled a pathway of spirit which has taken you forward. A pathway which none of you will now be able to leave.
Yes, I think that's true.
Yes.
As always, I give thanks to you all for listening to my words.
Say to you.
It's fresh and it's a real treat for us.
Yes. And I know that when I leave you, I say that you are simple people that will not be offensive to you. I leave you as always in my love. In the knowledge that always I am close by, although mostly I am unaware to most of you, but always the light of love shines brightly on each one.
Thank you.